October 21st, morning.
Dikshakali, at the time of Diksha.
Aptakare Atma Samatham. Sri Kali Krishna Sare Pare Atma Samatham.
That time Krishna acts.
Sri Deha Tat Pare Sujanamaya Aprakta Deha Tat.
Then that body becomes transcendental. And in that transcendental body, the devotee serves Krishna.
Epiyar Guli Vyakha Sri Jagat Guru Sri Bhakti Siddhan Saraswati Gursani Thakur. Siddhanta
Saraswati Prabhupada has given the
complete of this. दीक्षा समय के
दीक्षा
अपने
डिवोटी
प्राकृत अनुभूति के प्राकृत अनुभूति के
ही गिव्स अप हिज
समर्पण कर
ही गिव्स अप हिज
समर्पण ज्ञान विशिष्ट हो गए
एंड ही अंडरस्टैंड्स हिज ट्रांसेंडेंट रिलेशनशिप विद गुरु एंड
अनुभूति तार दिया है कि सब लिखे दूर कर दे
At the time of Diksha, the devotee surrenders his material conception. And then he accepts the
knowledge
of the Diksha is a
Diksha, Yogyata, Power, Janya, Ekta, Diksha, Anusthaniki.
Then
Vishuddha Sattva Thaya Vivete Bhakta, Vivete Aske.
Vishuddha Sattva manifest in the devotee, then that is the real Diksha. Anusthanika Diksha is only for
the devotee.
One rises from the
Then
he begins to If someone is surrendered, then that devotee
स्वरूपे नित्य सेवा बृद्धिमत्त उपलब्धि करिया अपराकित देह कृष्ण चंद्र अपराकित सेवा अधिकार प्राप्त करे भक्त की तत्पालो अपराकित देह के द्वारा अपराकित भाव सेवा को प्राकृत बुद्धि संपन्न कर्मी लोग नहीं समझते वो अपने समान ही कर्म का अनुष्ठान समझते हैं वो नहीं समझते और उसी अपराध के कारण वे अपराधी गुरु की कृपा लाभ से वंचित होते हैं
यही
संबंध है बृहद
भागवतामृत
श्लोक बोली टीका श्री सनातन गोस्वामी
सुशील सनातन गोस्वामी ने गिवन कमेंट्री ऑन दिस श्री बृहद
भागवतामृत काल के बोल चले जी बोल
Until your realization.
Translation.
Oh. First, you should start.
Thank you. शिक्षकले बन्द करे आत्मसमर्पण चाहिँ करे बन्द करे करे कृष्ण सम therefore at the time of diksha diksha kare bhakti kare atmasamarpan the devotee at the time of diksha they completely give up their material understanding and their material relationships and they take up their transcendental understanding and their transcendental relationships in sambandha gyan with krishna therefore when you discuss there is two types of diksha the first is anusthanik diksha taking mantra from gurudev like not formality but we say like that therefore from the beginning of taking diksha then one goes through the stages of bhajana kriya ruchi ashakti but at the stage of bhav that sudasattva that transcendental subject matter enters the heart therefore when this sudasattva or transcendence is realized this is the real diksha at that time the devotee can understand the aprakrit indriya the transcendental senses of the spiritual body and they can understand their siddha swarup their eternal swarup and in that eternal swarup they perform service to krishna at that time the siddha swarup is the same as krishna being both being transcendental so by the influence of siddha swarup one gives up the false idea that I am the material enjoyer and at the stage of bhav he realizes his eternal swarup and performs his eternal service to krishna therefore the karmis those who are immersed in the accumulation of material enjoyment cannot understand any of this by their material enjoyment therefore they are cheated of the mercy of the transcendental spiritual master